Mr. Chair, and thank you for your ongoing efforts to guide the work of our group, not least of all by adding paragraph references, which are very helpful. So for now, we will focus on paragraphs 1 to 3. The Australian delegation sees this section as aiming to clarify how existing international humanitarian law prohibits or limits the use of autonomous weapons systems. We see immense value in focusing our efforts on the unique aspects of autonomous weapon systems and on what differentiates autonomous weapon systems from other weapon systems. The uniqueness of autonomous weapon systems requires us to be methodical and precise in the language we use. Let me now turn to the text of paragraphs 1 to 3. Regarding paragraph 1, we wish to recall an important point discussed at length during the final session of the 2023 GGE. IHL prohibitions apply primarily to use. We can see this, for example, in Article 35 of Additional Protocol 1 to the Geneva Conventions, which prohibits states from employing weapons and methods of warfare of a nature to cause superfluous injury or unnecessary suffering. The protocols of the CCW take a similar approach. They do not prohibit weapons per se. They prohibit the use of particular weapons. This is why we settled on the consensus formulation in paragraph 21B of the 2023 report that weapons systems based on emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapons systems must not be used if they are incapable of being used in compliance with IHL. We would suggest expanding on that consensus language by adding in the text, including the principles of distinction, proportionality, and precautions in attack. As an alternative, and for clarity, we could suggest amending paragraph 1 to read, "International humanitarian law prohibits the use of an autonomous weapon system to conduct attacks that are inconsistent with the principles of distinction, proportionality, and precautions in attack." On paragraphs 2 and 3, we support these paragraphs and, like others, welcome their inclusion in the rolling text. Chair, we will have more to say later today. You can be reassured of Australia's ongoing support in building our collective understanding of how international humanitarian law applies to autonomous weapon systems. Thank you.